97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome into
the Mark Cox Shortlist.
Wow, that was fast. I got right to the shortlist. We're not wasting any time this morning.
I know the sound is good, Carl, but just wait.
No.
He will play it.
I turned on your microphone and the ghost in the machine came on.
That's a good thing I didn't say anything.
Thanks,
that I
Jay.
Shouldn't have said.
Carl has a new board that he's working with over there, and he just loves it so far. And sometimes it surprises him. So that's okay. We're all getting used to it. We are happy to be back in our regular studio. We complained probably more than we should have about that last week. And we're back in here. Technology's working better. We're live on a Rumble now instead of Facebook. If you want to follow us there, we're still in Facebook jail. Eventually, we may get back on there maybe another 15, 16 days, apparently, before that happens. I don't know. I wouldn't even mess with them, but there are some people that really enjoy seeing the show on there. So we'll see how long it takes us to get back up on Facebook. That's what we got going on. This hour, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, we'll get to him, talk to him about some of these polls that are tightening up in Pennsylvania and places like that, which could be the key, the linchpin to what's going on here, and maybe even Nebraska, if they end up changing that to a winner-takes-all scenario out there in Nebraska. Plus, we've got Mark Walters, my friend, who is, of course, the host of Armed American Radio, on here for 2A Tuesday. Kamala out there at it again, claiming she's not after all guns, she just wants to ban some guns. Now, that's a slippery slope, isn't it? We know exactly where she's going. We'll talk with Mark about that at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to that for you here shortly. First, though, Carl, let's get to the shortlist now.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Do you think Springfield will ever be the same? I don't think. The fact is, and I'll say it now, you have to get them the hell out. You have to get them out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's Donald Trump speaking up in Pennsylvania, only about 40 or 50 miles from Butler, where somebody attempted to shoot him in the head and barely missed. And he's back on the campaign trail right now, barnstorming across Pennsylvania.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah.
And Hezbollah had better take note, because Israel apparently knows every single place where you went in and modified somebody's house to put in a rocket launcher. And yesterday, they blew a bunch of them up.
Regardless who's here today didn't give the death sentence. A jury of his peers gave the death sentence, and a judge didn't. It's been upheld through the courts.
Yes, thank you to Governor Mike Parson. I don't agree with some of what he's done, but I have to tell you this, he's been strong on this issue, and this Marcellus Williams character, who was convicted of murder many years ago, will finally have his sentence carried out tonight at about 6 o'clock.
This young man, I do want you to know we forgive you, baby, but you did destroy my family, and I know God gonna deal with you.
Officer David Lee's wife there, the city police officer who lost his life in a tragic hit and run. Although the guy didn't run, but he crashed into Officer Lee while he was on helping out a traffic situation there on Interstate 70 this weekend. How sad. We are finding out more about this. And, you know, it's getting some national traction, and I'm glad about that. I saw it on Fox Network and several nationwide organizations have now picked this story up, and they should.
I think Trump and Vance will start talking about it, because it'd be one thing if this were a situation where this guy, Ramon Chavez Rodriguez, had hit and killed Leah. That is tragic enough, and he's living in the country illegally.
Yes.
But then to find out that he already was on probation for another DWI charge and domestic assault, which I've heard more details about and sounds awful, that's ridiculous. The fact that he was turned over to, what was it, Homeland Security, and nothing was done?
Yeah, they declined.
What was going on with that?
They declined to take him when they were informed that St. Charles County had him. The St. Peter's Police Department, I should say, had him. They charged him with domestic assault in the first degree. This is back in 2020. Think about this. This was back on actually just before the election in 2020. He was arrested on first degree assault, second-degree assault, endangering the welfare of a child, property damage, driving while intoxicated, minor in possession of alcohol. He didn't have a driver's license. I don't know why he wasn't charged with that. And he's from Honduras. He was here illegally, and ICE had no interest in him. They tried to give him to the federal government. Now, let's see, 10/26/2020, Donald Trump was still president, right? So you can't say that he got into the country because of Harris and Biden, but Donald Trump was cracking down on illegal immigration to such an extent, if he got in 2017, he got in right under the wire as they were building the wall before the Democrats shut all that down.
Well, and we don't know when he came, so he could have come before that.
Yeah, I think they believe he got here in 2017.
Okay.
Is what I read yesterday. They think that's when he arrived in the country. So, according to this charge, he had already pleaded guilty to one prior alcohol-related event. And why was this guy back out on the street would be the question. That's what I don't understand. Nobody explained that yesterday. In the news coverage that I saw, nobody explained it. This was the reaction from Officer Lee's wife yesterday. Again, go to cut 12, Carl, please.
I said, Lee, you are special. I always told him that. I was like, you are special. He's special. Okay, God, that's it. I'm trying to hold it together. I'm hurt. Not only was he a hero with this, he was our hero, everybody. He did not like controversy. He loved everybody to get along, have an amazing time. He had a big heart, a huge heart. This young man, I do want you to know we forgive you, baby. We forgive you. But you did destroy my family. And I know God gonna deal with you. Because you done broke a whole city's heart. My husband was loved. I even put on one of his police shirts last night. Me and my daughter, we put on his shirts because I want to smell them. I want to be by him. Come up with something that could prevent another family heart from being broken. Because we hurt y'all. We hurt David. We love you, Lee. If I would have known you was going to leave, I would have loved you harder, but I don't even know if I could have loved you any harder, because everybody know I loved you from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head.
Emotional. Obviously, she didn't get political in it. One way you stop this is you deport people when they're here illegally and they're convicted of DUI the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested in a post yesterday we should have airdropped him back into Honduras without a parachute, and then this wouldn't have happened 4 years later. So there are answers to this problem.
Yeah, you have to wonder if that's kind of what her thought is. She just stopped short of saying it.
I mean,
that's pretty cool that she was able to say, I forgive you. Forgiveness, by the way, is not for the other person. It's for you to let that go, to not be burdened by that, but to have to carry that around.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. When we come back, we'll talk to Todd Pyro here from Fox and Friends First. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
No tax on tips. That was an easy one. We will have no tax on overtime. You work overtime. Seniors who have been decimated by the stupidity of inflation, these people, what they did to you on inflation, we will have no tax on Social Security benefits.
It is 7:22 on a Tuesday morning, and you know what that means, right? It is time to talk to TPP, that is Todd Patrick Pyro.
Oh, and it's so good to hear your voice again. I missed you significantly last week.
I heard Mark had to do the intro, and I said, how did that go?
He was very disappointed.
Well. Not well, okay.
Yes, I questioned whether that individual who did it had ever been in radio.
Wow.
He shall not be named.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it was extremely disappointing. I question my reason for living. In fact, that's how far it went. So, no, all joking aside, how is everybody? And thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, everybody's fine. Kim's refreshed after a full week off.
Nice.
Yep. Doing nothing. Having to put up with us.
Don't you love when all the fancy people are like, so where did you go? Yeah. Like expecting some like great. Like I'm in the zone now where like, you know, I stayed home and it was glorious.
Yep.
Because I stared at the walls and I did chores and I didn't have children attacking me.
I slept in. Yeah.
Oh,
had
glorious.
Family time.
See, there you go. So what's the vibe there in Missouri with regard to the election? I mean, we know he's going to win Missouri, but is there anything there that you, when you speak to the people, like they should be concerned if you're Kamala Harris supporters?
Yeah, I don't know. They seem to be enthused here on the other side because there's a ballot issue on bringing abortion back to Missouri. They basically banned it after Roe v. Wade. So now we're facing one of those initiative petitions on the ballot that would basically be abortion on demand up until whatever month, because if the doctor decided it was necessary, they'd do it in the ninth month. I mean, it's one of those things. So a lot of the people on the left here kind of feel like that's going to drag enough people to the ballot box that they might actually win some of these down ballot races. I don't know if that's true or not. I guess we'll see.
Down ballot being like really down ballot for some random like county dog catcher, or
yeah,
down
well,
ballot
like,
for
like maybe
Congress.
Some state rep, like maybe some pickups at the state representative level or a state senate seat or something like that. I don't think they have any designs that they're going to win any of the statewide races, but I mean, I guess it could happen. I doubt it.
Understood.
Yeah.
I just can't believe we're 6 weeks away.
They start voting in Missouri today.
That is insanity.
Hey, I wanted to see if you saw this video that I think I saw Fox playing earlier. Carl, will you play clip number 11? That was what? It was a resurfaced video from, I want to say, 2018 with Kamala Harris chanting with the protesters, down, down with deportation.
Right. And what is so fascinating to me about that video, it's tough for, I think, people to hear it and not see the actions that she's doing. But let me sort of do a little play by play.
Please.
When she says get down with deportation, she physically like gets down. She's dancing during that video. And it's one thing to disavow words that you have said. It's another thing to disavow dance. And as a young Mark Cox once told me, you cannot disavow your dance.
The dance.
Like your dance is part of you. It's who you are. It's your essence.
He does a lot of interpretive dancing here during commercial breaks. He's big into that.
Wow. Well, can we videotape that?
I'll try.
A little air guitar on occasion, but I will tell you, if you watch that video, that I am more in the mode of a Doug Imhoff kind of dancer, which not a dancer.
Well, maybe she'll whip out some of those dance moves when she visits the border later this week, and that'll be only third time at the border?
Maybe
but let's
second.
See where she really... First of all, it's unclear if it's actually going to happen. She's going to Arizona. Is she going to physically visit the border? We will see. Or is it going to be one of those things where she goes to Arizona and like was at a taqueria in Scottsdale? Was like, I was close. Come on, I was close.
She made a run for the border. It was a Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, let's see. But, you know, if she goes fully and says like, I'm not down with deportations or whatever she did, like she physically gets down. And, you know, dance is something that is essential to all of us. You can't disavow it
was awkward to watch, but I don't know that it hurts her politically, because I don't know that any of her people that are going to vote for her or thinking of voting for her would be bothered by that.
They would probably like it because it somehow makes her more relatable that she's a terrible dancer.
Like Elaine from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it exactly. That's exactly what it's like. Well, Todd, listen, buddy, we appreciate you. We got about a minute left here, so the clock is ticking down on Todd Patrick Pyro.
Is there something specifically you want to mention in the remaining 45 seconds?
No. Is there anything you'd like to mention?
Words of advice for the people?
Yeah.
Words of advice for the people. DVR our program.
Nice.
It's on at 4 a.m. your time. Just DVR it.
Do people still have DVR?
I do.
Well, Hulu it? Can record it.
It's a verb
and then
now.
Replay it again. We give a great synopsis of the show, of the world events, very, very quickly. You don't have to sit through a lot of other jibber jabber. We hit it and we quit it. Wait, is that what I wanted to say in light of all the Diddy charges?
Let's go to commercial break, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. We'll talk to you next week, Todd.
Have a great one.
Thanks. All right. Back here in just a minute with 2A Tuesday. Oh, if you're wondering which rock and roll group that is, that would be Armed American Rock and Roll right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hit it.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Mark Walters. In addition to being a fantastic radio host, he apparently can shred a guitar. Wow.
I am dumbfounded and left speechless. You actually played that. That's the first time I've ever been aired on radio. That's unbelievable.
Well, here, yeah. Carl, bring it back up again here. And just listen for a second as the aspiring Eddie Van Halen here. That is awesome, dude.
That
you're
is
rocking.
Good. You know, Mark Cox says that he would like to learn guitar this year. I know we're getting toward the end of the year, but maybe you guys could jam out together, Mark.
Man live.
Hi, Kim. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Honestly, I was just practicing some scales. I picked up a guitar a year and a half ago. I've been taking lessons for a year and a half, and I'm really progressing well.
Do you know Hot Cross Buns or Mark?
Oh, man. I told him I could play Smoke on the Water. That's the only thing I can still play after all these years.
I refuse to learn that. I will not play that for a reason. I can't stand it. But
yeah.
I tell you this, I will play you a kicked up happy birthday for you one day. You let me know when your birthday is, Kim, and I'll send you that for sure.
Coming up in December.
Nice.
So it's coming to you.
Oh, boy. Man, Mark, I tell you, we're in the right business right now, aren't we? Trying to defend the Second Amendment in the face of a Kamala Harris potential administration. It is frightening. I heard her say this week, I want some guns banned, but I'm still pro-Second Amendment. Those things can't exist in the same sentence.
No, they can't, but they do.
Yeah.
And they do because... Yeah, I was thinking about this when I was waiting for the call to go live. I have never seen gaslighting like this ever. Now, I'm in Georgia. You can imagine the ads we're seeing coming at us every 5 minutes in a quote-unquote, I hate to use this term, but I will because they do, battleground state. Trump is up by about 6 or 7 points in the state in every poll I've seen. That doesn't stop the cheat, though, right? I don't know. But the lies that we're seeing are just, I mean, leave me as a talk radio host almost speechless, Mark. I've never seen anything like this before, where it's just openly lying to the American public constantly all day long. And, the term gaslighting is very real when you see it coming at you. And when it comes to our firearms, just on Sunday, she said, and I quote Harris, "It is a false choice to suggest you are either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away." Really? You want to take my guns away, and you trot Tim Walz out in a camo hat.
Yeah.
You say you want to confiscate guns. You want to require me to sell you back my gun you never owned. That's confiscation without saying confiscation. That's taking my property from me that I own in the form of my firearms.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time and in the same breath, you tell me that you support the Second Amendment. Please. Connect the dots for me.
I about fell out of my chair when I heard Kamala Harris at the debate say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I own guns. We both own guns. Yeah, we Tim Walz, we both have them. Really? Like a squirt gun?"
Well, that would be a natural follow up question, wouldn't it? If you're an objective journalist, what kind of gun do you own? Do you go to the range? Do you shoot?
Yeah.
What kind of gun is it? How long have you owned it? Now, Alan Gottlieb was on my program on Sunday night, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and he made the statement. Because remember, it would be bought and registered in California. They can find no record of her ever purchasing or registering a firearm in California. Now, I don't know to what extent they went to dig into that, but that's what Alan said on my show on Sunday night.
I mean, they should dig into that, right? Because who knows if she's really telling the truth or she's just trying to say that to be like, oh, yeah, I support the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I know where my money would be on that one if I were in Vegas and asked that question on a table.
That's right. That's a good point. Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. I'm anxious, since you do live in Georgia, just to, I mean, what is the tone of the ads that they're running down there to try to convince people in what's always been a pretty conservative state that Kamala Harris is the answer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that I was thinking that myself when I was watching these. First of all, they're not touching on guns or gun control at all on any ad that I've seen from her in the state of Georgia. So they're removing that right off their palette, number one. Number two, it appears to be economic-oriented. And the last ad I just saw, literally 7-8 minutes ago, was the, you know, I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this ad. I'm going to lift the middle class. Donald Trump wants to give tax breaks to billionaires. But her strategy was to lift the middle class? Well, how are you going to do that? There's no substance at all. It's just buffoonery from Kamala Harris. I have to admit, the Trump ads are really good. They're going after her hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just amazed that we're not seeing... I'm just amazed that we're not seeing more Trump ads hitting back. Like, we don't see him in Missouri, is my point. Because he's going to win here. And we don't see him in Illinois because he's going to win there. So unless you're watching some cable show that happens to originate out of Philadelphia or Atlanta or something like that, we don't see the ads, which is why I'm always interested in hearing the perspective of people that live in one of these states that's so hotly contested.
Well, if we're to a point now, we just turn everything off.
Yeah, I'll
it's
bet.
That bad. And what we've got 40-some days to go. Trump and J.D. Vance are going to be here again today in the state of Georgia, I believe around Savannah area. So he's making his presence known throughout the state. Harris is not here today. I think she's in Nevada and Arizona. She's out west. But there has been a tremendous amount of focus here in the state of Georgia. But I see Georgia rapidly moving farther and farther to Trump, and I'm very hopeful. But, again, we have to contend with Fulton County, the gun grabbers in Fulton County, the shenanigans, the cheats, the lies, the Democrat machine that is in place in Fulton County. You just never know what they're capable of doing. But whatever it is, they'll do it. The last election was a water main break that happened to be a leaking urinal.
They'll
blow that out of proportion. But nobody trusts Fulton County here in the state of Georgia. And it angers a lot of people because Georgia is a very big rural state. Atlanta's just a part of it. But it seems to want to own the whole state, much like Chicago and Illinois, et cetera. We see these with big Democrat-run cities.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're very pro-gun here. That dog's not going to hunt here, Harris. Okay?
I love it. Mark, keep up the good fight. Remind people again where they can listen to your show, please.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Central Time, and Sundays from 7 to 10 Central Time. We're there.
And it's got the best soundtrack of any radio show in America, Carl Flynn. Listen, hold on. You got to add that into your soundtrack, Mark. There's no doubt about it.
That was just an E minor pentatonic scale, but I put the big hair effects on the amp when I cranked through that. I have to admit, I was shocked I was able to do it.
That was awesome, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right. See you later. Hold on. I just wish I could sound that good on a guitar.
There's still time, Mark.
I can do the pentatonic scale, just not like that. It just takes me a little bit longer to build up to that. So we'll see. My friend Richie's out there scratching his head, said, I thought you were going to come and take some lessons from me. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I remember you saying that at the beginning of the year.
I know.
Mark, is that not your resolution?
I know. It was one of my goals.
You have two. You have October, November, December.
I called it a goal. So we'll see.
Tomato, tomato.
What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
You know, there's a county in Colorado that has made a huge impact on homelessness and panhandling with a simple three-word message. I'll tell you what the message is and the impact that they've been able to have there with it.
Back in a minute.
Kim on a Whim. Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
A county in Colorado just south of Denver is getting national attention because of its approach to deal with the homeless issue there. All the panhandlers on the street who are begging for money. And what they did was they put out a flyer. I mean, when I say a flyer, I mean 70-plus flyers across the area. And the sign says these three words: handouts don't help. And instead, it tells people that they can give safely through DouglasHasHeart.org. And it has a number where they can call.
Who's
this number.
Douglas?
Well, that's the county.
Oh.
So that's the organization where they can go and they can donate. If they want to help, instead of rolling your window down and giving the person standing on the side of the street $5, you just call this number and you can donate, and they'll make sure that those people get the resources. What I think is interesting is it says that after implementing this, which, by the way, the county commissioner started this in 2022 because he said, you know, I noticed the areas, the roads, the corners where people were giving out money, they tend to get a little bit more congested. All of a sudden, more homeless people start showing up and begging for money. What a concept. Well, he said that after implementing this, the number of people living on the streets there went from 43 people to 6. That was from 2022 to 2024. The total number of people sleeping outside or in their cars has been reduced by 50% since the summer of 2023.
I think those are just like the Biden administration housing numbers or job numbers. I think they're falsely inflated is what I believe.
Okay, maybe. Let's just say that those people who were begging in Douglas County are going over to Denver, nearby Denver, to beg there. Okay. Well, I don't know that Denver would ever, because this was a Republican county commissioner who implemented this, but let's just say that Denver implemented it, okay? If enough of these areas did this, then maybe it would actually stop people. If they're not getting as much money, they're going to go find somewhere else to get it. Well, if everybody's doing this,
but everybody won't. Like,
well,
the big
liberal
cities like Denver,
like Denver wouldn't.
Never
I know, and that's part of the problem. Like St. Louis probably would never do this because St. Louis wants to have them have around the clock security and a steak dinner at our tax. You know, they want to let them poop and pee on the streets.
They would give them reparations. They would take the money that you donated to whatever their county fund is, and they would print out Visa cards and give it to the homeless people to spend.
No, they're just doing that for the illegals who come across our border, Mark. The unhoused, as they're
now
called.
How are you going to buy a
they're
bottle of Mogan David Mad Dog 2020 without cash?
I'm
like,
just
that's
saying,
what they need.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you like it if you were driving on the street and you didn't have to deal with people walking up and down with the signs that intentionally have a couple words misspelled? They all say veteran or mom of two.
Yeah.
And, you know,
some
homeless
of them sit
is
out there with their kids.
Oh,
I
know.
Some of
don't
them
get me
sitting
started.
Out there in 100-degree weather.
I know.
With their two little kids.
Or
with
a
them.
Dog. Yeah. The
so
kids
you're to work
really
with mommy
is what bothers
today,
me.
Is what that was. You're coming to work with mommy today.
Bring your kid to
I
work
can,
day.
Yeah, I can make $100 sitting on the corner out there in 4 hours. Why would I not do that?
You know, in Las Vegas, I saw a homeless person that said had a sign, and it said, "I'm not going to lie to you, I need hookers and blow."
And he probably got a lot more money because, let's be real, that's probably what a lot of people are using the money for.
I wonder if people were giving him like 50s and 100s.
There's a guy who said he was homeless back in 1989, and here's his approach to tackle this issue.
I see where they can be. I give hand ups instead of handouts because a handout keeps a person stuck. It keeps a person, what I mean by keeps a person stuck, they're complacent with where they are. See, I just don't look at their situation for where they are now, today, right now. That could change. It will change. And I'm there to help you change.
See, a former homeless guy is saying, yeah, handouts, they don't work. So he goes around to these homeless people, and I don't even know which city. This was a video I saw online. And he gives them brochures that have resources on them, telling them where they can go to get actual help.
But
not just $5 that they begged for on the side of the street.
And I'm sure there are people that are helped by that. I would still argue that maybe somewhere north of 90% of them are unhoused, the Channel 4 word they used in their story yesterday, because of mental illness or drug addiction.
I agree.
Or alcohol addiction.
I agree.
That's why they're there. If you don't treat those symptoms, you're not going to get to a cure, I think.
But you have to get them to a shelter, or you have to get them somewhere to actually get that help.
I guess.
Because if
they
they're just sleeping in their tent,
because they can't get alcohol,
throwing their trash all over the street like they do here in St. Louis, they're not going to get that help.
We need to be able to commit them to insane asylums where they can get some help. is what we used to do in this country, and we don't do that anymore. I think that's part of the issue anyway. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the manifesto they released yesterday from the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.